We're back here at Dibble Radio 92.7 FM Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. And you're listening to us at 92.7 FM or 1580 AM WTTN. Or maybe at DoubleRadio927.com. I'm really excited to get those live updates from Crudy. It's making my job a little more exciting here between breaks this morning. And there you have it. But a lot of fun. Great event out there. We'll have more updates at the top of the hour, and we'll have another update here during the Pizza Box show from noon to 1 as well before we go live out on location at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2 out there to join Kirk and the crew. So right now, as we continue on and Let's Get Local, we do have an opportunity to talk about cooking. And I'm pretty excited because our next guest really has so much expertise, is so creative, and loves to share with others about how to make great meals, use spices. And so we bring in Huma now of White Jasmine to talk to us on Let's Get Local about her fantastic local business, her expertise, and how we can make our food tastier, better, and a little more exciting for us as well. Huma, thanks for coming on today. Hello, Huma. I'm not sure if we're having a connection issue or what's happening. All right, Huma's not there at the moment. We will try to get her on in a second to talk with her. And we'll play a little music for you until we get that worked out. Be back in just a bit. A growing gift for me, not a surprise. Each passing moment, I find you need me less. Don't know a plan to guide you to success. Challenges all around, even the days seem to end in tears. No. Here at the Dibble Radio Studios, trying to connect with Huma of White Jasmine. I'm not sure if it's just a tech thing on, well, technology isn't always our friends. We try to make it our friend as much as possible, but sometimes it's not working with us. However, I can tell you a little bit about White Jasmine because it is a fantastic local company. And if this doesn't work tech-wise for whatever reason, just like we've done before, when that happens, we always invite the guests back. Although, I do see Huma now. I think she's with us. Huma, hello.
Hi. Hey. Jason, how are you?
I'm okay. I was just coming back to tell people about your business and hoping we could catch you, and I'm glad to see your face. Sure. So thanks
Thank
for being
you.
On our program today. Tell us a little bit about White Jasmine and all that you do and offer people through that.
So White Jasmine is a company that I started, and what we like to offer is all about flavor. So whether it's the flavorful spices, whether these are flavorful recipes and cooking classes, and also we are very proud of our Gouda cheeses with our spices in them, which have a depth of spice and flavor.
Yeah, I think it's so amazing what you do with adding spice. And you and I have talked about that before. It's mm-hmm. it's sometimes it's about the amount of spice, but sometimes it's about the combination and adding the right spices for things. And that's really what you have expertise in with people, right? To help them make some, just kind of make some of these dishes and some of these cheeses be, take it from one level to a whole nother level.
Right. And that's what it is about. You know, the flavor is about layering the flavors one after the other, which complement each other and not really dominate the, you know, the ingredients at all. So when I teach my classes as well, it's very important to keep that in mind that we are trying to complement each of the flavors here. So I tend to, you know, I love garlic. So I tend to add a lot of garlic. And I mean, who doesn't? but, you know, sometimes I hear some shrieks from my audience, thinking that, oh, that's too much garlic. But once we complete the dish, it's really about complementing the all the other flavors, and you can hardly taste the garlic on its own.
I think you've done such a great job with your business, White Jasmine. You can find out more at whitejasmine.com. We're talking with the owner, Huma, and founder of incorporating Wisconsin into what you're doing too. Yep. So talk about the benefits of that and then also why you chose to do that.
Well, you know, I moved to Wisconsin about 25 years ago and was just shocked that there is no spices available at all. And people use, and when I would talk to my friends and they would say, yeah, we have spices. And so like what? So salt and pepper, well, that's not quite a spice. But so I thought when I have some time and my kids are a little bit older, I want to, you know, kind of try to bring these flavors to everybody's attention. And I started teaching the cooking classes. That's how my business actually started. And I thought, well, let's see if there's interest in it. And it has grown from there. And there is a lot of interest. I think a lot for a lot of people who didn't grow up with spices like I did, it can be very, you know, kind of challenging to see, you know, there's an array of spices. What do they taste like? What should I use? How much should I use? So my classes and our recipes are really targeted towards that, to help make it very simple, because cooking has to be fun. At least for me, it's very therapeutic. You take some time. You know, we work so hard all day long, and we just need some time to take a step back and just enjoy the journey of beautiful flavors, beautiful fragrances in our home. And of course, food brings people together. So I love the, being part of a community where I can teach these classes and people from all over come together and enjoy these things. So Wisconsin is very much like my home. And now it feels like it, just very cold. I don't think I can speak to that. But otherwise, the sense of community, the sense of, you know, great people, great food, that's home.
Something you mentioned is the busyness of our lives and how we work so hard, so many of us, and it's such a chaotic pace and environment. And I love that about cooking is it, you can't rush cooking, right?
No.
So it's a like you said, it can be therapeutic, but partly because it forces you to slow down and focus on one process to do something right. And that can be such a great practice in our daily lives, right? Just to kind of help people kind of decompress and focus on something else and get us away from computers. I think it's fantastic for all those reasons, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, I always tell my, when I'm teaching the classes, that, you know, just take some time, make yourself a cup of tea or get a glass of wine, whatever works for you, and just enjoy the journey of cooking. You know, it is all about the steps, as you mentioned, very much to your point. That's why sometimes, I'm sorry to say, but hamburger helper does not help, because it's all in the same pack. So there's no layering, there's no steps, you just throw it in there. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think that's such a great, an interesting part to the process of cooking and why it's really important for so many of us to take some time to do that each day that we can. I'm looking at so many different things you do. Now you do classes, you have, of course the cheeses you offer, you have other opportunities where you help and assist people, mm-hmm. but you also do a cooking show. Tell us about your cooking
yes.
show.
Yeah, I used to host. I haven't done that because things have gotten a little too busy and it takes a lot of time to prepare for it. But we used to host the show on NBC and also on TVW for quite a few years. And I wanted to do a live show because and people will come, we'll have live audience there. So everything from start to finish would all be done on the camera. I never like those shows where everything is kind of prepared and you know, you don't cook like that at home. So it has to be, you know, you come home from work, you open your fridge and see what is in there and then put something together. So the show was really focused on that. I wanted our audience to know how long it takes from start to finish. Nothing is done ahead of time. I'm chopping everything on the camera. I'm doing everything there. So between like 25 to 30 minutes, I could easily make about 3 dishes.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that experience is, like you said, it's a more of a real life experience rather than, oh, let's squeeze this into a 5 or 10 minute segment. And, oh, this is already done. And this bowl is already, so I just dump this bowl in. Like, it's just magically there. No one has that stuff right there for
exactly.
themselves if they're going to do this. So showing them real life, what it's like, but showing them that you can do it in a reasonable amount of time, I think is really important because that's a barrier for a lot of us, right? We talked about the pace of our lives. A barrier for a lot of us is like, oh, I just don't have the time to do it. I just don't have the, how, you know, what am I going to spend so much time preparing all the food? Well, you can help people with that. Show them it doesn't take that much time.
Oh, absolutely. And this year we have started doing the virtual cooking classes. So that has been very, a lot of fun. And also in some of them, we have started a new format with cook-along. So you can get the spices, get the recipes ahead of time, and you can cook with me and see really how long it takes to make these dishes.
That's amazing. Again, we're talking with Huma, the owner, founder at White Jasmine. You can find out a whole bunch more about them at whitejasmine.com. Huma, real quick, before we have to go, just remind people about your services and some of the ways they can reach out to you directly.
Oh, absolutely. My email is on our website, whitejasmine.com. You can contact me there. We have our Facebook. We have our Instagram. Whatever works for you, go like the page and you will see some recipes come through almost every week. I also write a column for Mount Horeb Mail, and that's once a month, a food column, and that has been really fun to do.
That is Huma, the owner at White Jasmine. You can connect with her more at whitejasmine.com. Huma, thanks for all your time, your expertise, and for spicing up our lives a little bit here in Wisconsin. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, of course. Thank you for having me.
We'll be back in just a minute here on Double Radio 92.7.